is almost as long as his back catalogue of books. But now Maurice Gladstone can add one more achievement to the list. He's been named Australian Children's Laureate for 2018-2019. He also joins me on the phone. Maurice, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, this is a two-year role. What's the aim? What are we looking for from a Children's Laureate?
Well, to get out into the community right around the country and to encourage and inform and inspire everybody involved in the process of young people having as many opportunities to read as wide a range of good stories as possible. Obviously, I'll be talking to lots of kids, but adults have a big role to play in that too.
What can adults do?
Well, it ranges from parents who, if they can find time in their busy day to sit down and share stories, do a bit of reading, let a young person read to you, and perhaps even more importantly, be around for some conversations that always arise when kids are reading interesting, challenging, exciting stories. It's part of their discovery of the world. They will always have things they want to talk about. And those conversations, I think, are as important to young people developing all the skills and qualities that we hope they will to go into adulthood, as important as the actual reading itself.
Now, that's an interesting one, because as you get older, you tend to think of reading as a solitary activity, whereas I suppose when you're younger, it's got more of a family tone to it.
Well, that's right. And the most natural thing, I'm a parent myself, the most natural thing is to assume that once your kids are capable of reading on their own, phew, job well done, one less thing in my busy day. And that's true most of the time, but sometimes, and I speak to a lot of parents as part of my job, and I often hear even teenagers saying, you know, that they may not admit this in front of their friends, but a really special experience is if mum or dad or some other adult family member makes the time to sit down and do a bit of reading with them. It is such a luxury in this busy world to have somebody take the time to read to us, and that leaves them conveniently located for the all-important and really enjoyable conversations about what we're reading.
Now, I know your theme for your two-year role is stories make us, stories create our future. I guess sometimes it's very easy to get mired down in the news we're being crushed by every day, to feel like maybe the future's a little bit bleak, and we're kind of selling kids a bit short when we have that feeling, don't we?
Well, it's an understandable feeling. We all have it at times. I speak to thousands of young people each year, and certainly they have access through all the communications and social media technologies now. They really know what's going on in the world. We can't shield them much as we'd like to. So I think our responsibility and opportunity with stories is to tell both sides, to show both sides of the world. The news media, that's their job, is to let us know the grimmer aspects of human existence. Stories should not flinch and turn away from some of the tough parts of life either, but stories can also take us into the hearts and minds of characters, where we often find, or where we almost always find, that yes, we all have the potential to do some pretty bad stuff, but we all have the potential to do the very best that we're capable of too. And stories, I've for example written stories about young people in wartime, and they're going to be facing some very grim experiences there. But these are primarily stories of love and friendship, because that's what we're always potentially capable of. And this is a really important balance, I think, for young people to take into their adult world as they decide their place in it and what's possible for them to do.
Now, you've been writing for decades, and it's interesting you mentioned that sort of wartime stories, because I feel like the young adult group of fiction has really started to acknowledge that kids have a great depth of emotion and a depth of understanding that maybe we'd been missing before.
I think it's a very easy mistake for us adults to make as we move decades away from our own childhoods, is to forget what it was really like to be a child, to look at the kids of today, to see that, you know, kids, young kids, are physically smaller than us, and to assume that what goes on in their thoughts and feelings is small as well. If you can remember childhood, and I have the luxury of being reminded every day because it's my job to get inside the thoughts and feelings of my young characters, if we can think back to our childhoods, those thoughts and feelings we had as 5-year-olds or 8 or 12-year-olds, they were as big and as important to us as anything we experience as adults. And this is a very important thing, I think, to reflect in the stories that young people and adolescents and teenagers read.
Now, you are taking over from the wonderful Lee Hobbs. That's quite a few big boots to fill.
Very big boots and stupendously talented drawing fingers, which I'm not even going to pretend I've got. So there's going to be a slightly different tone to my laureateship. I know Lee, as in his prodigious travels, not only spoke brilliantly but left wonderful drawings, and he's got the ability to bring out the artist in youngsters that they perhaps didn't even know was there. I work slightly differently. The pictures I create are with words, but that I think I hope will be of great use to my young audiences too, because it's very useful to go into life knowing how to use a whole range of purposes. It can get you all sorts of interesting and sometimes important places in life.
Well, Maurice, my congratulations on being named Australian Children's Laureate. It's a well-deserved role, and we look forward to seeing what you do over the next 2 years. Thanks for chatting this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Maurice Gleitzman there. Of course, he's the renowned children's author, and he is the brand new Australian Children's Laureate for 2018-2019. It is a 2-year role. Let's see what he gets up to.